Good morning.
大家早上好。
这段你不用翻译。我说接下来这段你不用翻译。Sometimes people, especially in English, we say that an interpreter is an interrupter. But that's not the case here. And so, especially for Amy, I guess the very first time she's translating. So I would like to invite you all to be more considerate, supportive,instead of pointing fingers, because I just had a chat with her before the service. I was so nervous. Since you are her brothers and sisters, so I'm really hopeful that you will really pray for her. Is that okay? 可以吗？啊，对不起，我应该说中文。因为这是第一次 ，Amy 第一次做翻译，特别在台上，台下跟台上感觉是真的很不一样的啊，真的，这是真的。那她很紧张。那所以我特别特别希望在座的每一位，既然你是他的肢体，他的弟兄姐妹，请你用一个体谅的心，也支持的心，来为他祷告，好吗 ？Okay, let's pray together. 不用翻译。Father God, we thank you for this opportunity we can serve you together. Yes, we have come from different places and even different languages as well. And Father God, really pray that may your Holy Spirit, you open your word and then so that we can learn, understand, and hopefully that your word will be incarnated into our lives as well. So the following time, we leave it to you, Lord. May your Holy Spirit be with us through my mouth and also Amy's as well.So that your name will be glorified. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture we just read.
我们刚读到的经文。
That's in 2 Corinthians.
它是在哥林多后书。
Chapter 3, verses 1 to 6.
第三章第六节。
But my title is kind of funny.
我的题目看起虽然听起来可能有些奇怪。
How come the fifth gospel?
为什么会有第五福音呢
？But I guess you've been church long enough.
但是我相信你们来教会已经很长时间。
I can ask you one question.
我可以问你一个问题。
How many gospels portray the life of Jesus?
有多少的福音里边讲述了耶稣的生平
？Four, five, six, seven.Four, right?
有一共有四个。
But they've been written long ago.
但是他们都是很久之前所著成的。
So, can you tell me what are they?
有人能告诉我这四部福音书是什么吗
？Matthew,
马太福音
；Mark,
马可福音
；Luke,
路加福音
；And John,
和约翰福音。
But how come?Pastor Joseph, you want to say the fifth one?
但是为什么
要说第五个？
为什么会说到第五福音呢
？There are only four here.
它一共只有四个呀。
And those four.
然后这四部。
They are very easy to be read.
他们很容易被人们读懂。
Both by Christians and non-Christians.
也很容易被人们阅读，不管您是基督徒还是非基督徒。
And even sometimes we encourage people, new Christians.
我们也经常会鼓励新的基督徒来阅读他们。
Yeah, if you want a new, she did already. If you want to read the Bible, maybe you start from the four Gospels first.
一般读圣经的话，我们会先从四福音书开始读起。
Which means they are easy to read.
因为他们比较容易读懂，所以我们才会建议从这四部开始读。
Then what about you mentioned about the fifth gospel?
那我们提到的第五福音书是什么呢
？What it is?
到底是什么呢
？It is read by everybody.
它可以被所有人读到。
Who sees it?
所有人看到的人都读过它。
And which means it is your life and my life as well.
第五福音就是你和我所活出的生命。
It is the daily life of a Christian.Lived out before his or her family.
是日常生活中每个基督徒展示给他的家人和朋友的。
And also friends, and even your colleagues, and even to the world.
也是展示给你的家人、朋友和世人所有行出的见证。
So when Paul mentioned in this passage, scripture.
当保罗说到这一段经文时
I would like to focus on the two verses only.
我想注重于两节。
The first one is verse 2.
第一节是第二段。
Verse 2 he says.
第二段他说。
Here's the idea, he said. It mentioned about it's a letters of endorsement.
是提到了我们所说的所谓的荐信、介绍信。
And what does it mean, letters of endorsement?
那介绍信到底是干什么用的呢？
If we all have applied jobs before,
如果我们投过简历、找过工作的话。
You know, probably you have to prepare, okay, your resume for sure.
你肯定会先需要准备你的简历。
Probably several people as your references.
要找几个人做你的 reference.
And even better if you have a letter of endorsement.
当然更好了，如果你有一封介绍信是更完美的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the employer...They don't know you yet.
因为我们的雇主并不认识我们。
So he or she needs to collect as much as information as possible.
所以他们需要得到更多的信息来了解你。
So which means letters of endorsement is quite important.
所以这样代表荐信是非常重要的。
And for our part,
对我们来说。
We will find our best friends, maybe.
我们也许会找我们最好的朋友。
To write letters of endorsement.
来写这封荐信。
You won't find someone you don't like that much to write this kind of letter.
你不会找一个你不太会喜欢或者不太喜欢的人来写这封荐信。
Why not?
为什么呢？
Because you know what he wrote or she wrote, kind of, oh boy, this is probably I won't get a job.
因为你知道这位人选如果是您不喜欢不会给你写一封很精彩的荐信。
So for our part here, 对我们来说 we will try to find, okay, maybe my closest friend, my best friend, and he can write a letter of endorsement for me.
我们会选择我们认识和了解我们的人也许是最好的朋友来给我们写这封荐信。
The idea behind it,
这个
观念
在后边。
It's becauseI want the employer, my future employers, know that I'm good.
因为我想让我之后的老板来了解我，知道我是什么样的人。
Know my strength.
知道我的强项。
good. And know I'm suitable for the job.
知道我适合这个工作岗位。
And I'm very good.
我非常优秀。
So that's the idea, that's the notion behind the letters of endorsement.
所以这就是荐信之后的中心概念。
And that's also Paul mentioned here.
这也是保罗所说的概念。
In verse 2 here.
在第二节。
He said, you are our letters of recommendation or endorsement.
所以说我们兄弟姐妹就是神所写的荐信给予世人的。
And so follow the verse 2 comes to the verse 3.
接着第二节我们进入第三节。
And that's the main focus for today's sermon here.
今天的讲道主要是讲第二节。第三节 sorry.
Here's it. You are the letter from Christ.
你们明显是基督的信。
Written not with ink.
借着我们修成不是
Okay, I'll read the whole verse finish. But with the spirit of the living God, but not tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的。不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
What is a letter?
什么是信呢？
It is a communication.
它是一种沟通方式。
Written by one person to another.
是写从一个人写给另一个人的交通方式。
Of course, nowadays, probably you use email more than writing letters.
当然了，在现代社会，与其写信，我们可能写的更多的是网络邮件。
Or even texting.
也许可能是短信。
But in a more formal way,
但是在更正式的来说，
you will write a letter.
你会写一封信。
And the letter in this case,
这封信在这种情况下呢？
It is from Christ to the world.
这里是指基督耶稣写给世人们的信。
In our hearts,
在我们心里
are the stationery.
我们就是神所准备的书写工具。
The prepared material.
是神所准备的器材。
On which Christ is writing the word.
在我们器材上面，在我们心上写下了想对世人所说的话。
As you did already, to the world. And so a letter, actually, it is a very typical of a writer.
每封信呢都会有一个作者。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because he needs people's hand to write it.
因为他需要人们的手来书写。
And have you noticed that every letters are different?
No, 你有发现吗每封信都是不一样的。
Because everybody is unique.
因为每个人都很独特
before God
尤其是在主的面前
so you don't need to copy other people's letters
所以你不需要去复制别人的信
and often we can recognize the handwriting
很多时候我们都可以通过笔记来辨认书写的作者
because it's so unique
因为它非常的特殊
The way you write letters or write characters
我们书写的方式和笔记
Everybody's different
每个人都是不一样的
Similarly
相似的
How long does it take for someone to recognize that we belong to Jesus Christ?
那么我们要用多久才能让一个人辨认出我们是基督耶稣的属民呢
Yes, each person individually we are unique
是的每个人每个个体都是不一样的独特的
But we all believe in one God
但是我们都相信同一个神
One Christ
一个基督耶稣
So if we have a time to chat to talk to other people
如果我们有时间跟别人唠嗑沟通
You will notice that okay, the way you come to Christ or how you comeaccepted Jesus Christ is totally different.
你会发现，不管是您怎么接受的基督耶稣，或怎么认识的基督耶稣，都会跟每个人不一样。
That's because you are unique.
那是因为你是独特的。
However,
但是
but it's one Christ only.
只有一个基督耶稣。
One Lord only.
只有一个主神。
So we as a letter of Christ.
所以我们作为神所写的信
Usually we say the same thing because we share with other people how great God is
所以我们所诉说的都会有一些相似点因为我们所宣扬的都是同一位神
She is really good because I sidetracked already 我已经离题了但是 她接得很好对不起，我再拉回来。
没关系。
So, but in a Western letter form,
但是在西方的文信件书写方式。
Generally, it would be next to a greeting or an expression of love.
一般都会有一个签名都会是在表示问候或表示关爱的语言之后。
And Paul seems using that format.As an expression to tell us something.
保罗就用这种书写方式，传统的书写方式，想要告诉我们一些事。
Isn't that the message that Christ wants to convey to the world through us?
那么主所想通过我们表达的是什么呢
？That he loves the world and gave his life for it.
他有多么的爱世人，他愿意为世人所为了他的爱所舍命。
So, when we expressing the love in our letters,
所以当我们在信件里表示关爱时
，and after that you sign your name,
我们会在关爱语句之后签上我们的名字。
Paul seems trying to use that to encourage brothers and sisters.
保罗希望用这种方式来鼓励所有的兄弟姐妹。
That means God loves us first.
来诉说神先爱的我们。
And then hopefully that we will pass the love on to other people around us.
在他的期盼下，也许我们领受到神的爱之后，会把神的爱播散出去给于世人。
I sidetrack again, and she's doing a very good job. Sometimes we receive a letter it's very difficult to read.
有时我们会收到一封很难阅读的信件。
The writing may be blurred, it may be blotted.
也许字迹可能是模糊不清的。
And sometimes may have been spilled on it.
或者是已经被污垢所掩盖了。
They are the first things that we noticed when we open a letter in these kind of things.
当我们打开信件的时候，我们第一眼会看到的是它的不完美。
In the same way,
相似的
our faults and blemishes are always easily seen.
相似的，我们的污点也是和过错也是最容易被人们所看到的。
They are blots on Christ's letter to the world.
同样的，这也会代表我们作为基督耶稣的信件上给他涂上了墨点。
So what am I going to do?
那我们要怎么办呢
？Well, okay, I got blots, I got dots, and some spilled on it on my life already.
如果是以信来形容的话，我们的生命上可能已经是有一些模糊的字迹，或者是已经有一些污点。
Any solution?
有什么办法来解决呢
？Yes.
有办法的。
In the First John chapter 1 verse 9,
在约翰一书一章九节
it mentions,
上面说
tells us that our lives can be cleansed day by day.
他告诉我们，作为基督徒在灵命的生长上，我们会不断的更新与洁净。
So the Christ's love letters to the world can be easily read by all who simply just look at them.
当我们洁净之后，我们作为神的信件，就会让世人更容易的明白神所写给他们的充满爱的信件。
And this is our job.
这是我们的工作。
And it's only us.
也只是只有给我们的。
And each one of us here.
给予我们每一个在座的人。
That we can do it.
我们都可以做得到的。
So, do not be afraid or shy at all. I'm not perfect. I cannot.Be a perfect letter of endorsement for Christ.
不要气馁，也不要认为是一个害羞的事情。我们都不是完美的，我们不会成为神认为最完美的介绍信。
I sidetracked again, so she's doing a good job. But the Bible promises us that it could be cleansed.
但是圣经上有。给我们做保证，说我们是可以被洁净的。
No worries.
不用担心。
Just ask God's help.
只需要问神，我们需要帮助。
And ask God's precious blood to cleanse us, to clean us.
希望神的宝血能洁净我们。
I sidetracked it again. Sorry about that. And which means we don't count on ourselves.But count on Jesus Christ.
所以我们不是靠自己，而是靠主基督耶稣。
There's one verse we just read in the public.
有一段经我们刚刚读到。
In the Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
哥林多后书四章七节。
I know it's in your verses to remember or golden verse.
这是本周金句，如果你想的话，可以在你的单章上看到。
Shall we read it together?
我们可以一起读吗？
You can read it in Chinese, English.
你可以用中文或英文读都可以。
Shall we read it together?
我们一起来朗读。
Okay, let's go. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that its all surpassing power is from God and not from us. Thank you. So which means we are not showing ourselves.
这意味着我们不是在展现自己。
We are showing Jesus Christ.
我们在展现主基督耶稣。
How?
怎么展现呢
？Because we have Jesus Christ in our hearts already.
我们展现是通过基督耶稣已经住在我们的心里。
You're wondering, really?
你可能在想，真的吗
？If you look into reflecting yourself.
如果我们反思自己。
When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior,
当你接受主基督耶稣是你自己的救主时
you did it already.
你已经接受他的。
You accepted Jesus Christ into your heart.
你已经接受基督耶稣住在你的心里。
Which means,
这意味着
Where is Jesus Christ?
那基督耶稣在哪呢？
In your hearts, right?
已经在我们的心里了。
Because you did it.
因为我们已经接受了他。
Which means,
这代表着
Nobody.
没有人。
Absolutely nobody.
绝对的没有人。
Can take it away from you.
可以把它从你心里夺走。
And you say, oh, how come got something different here?
Oh, 为什么这有一项不一样呢？
I accept Jesus Christ.
我接受了基督耶稣。
But Paul just, the verse we just read is the Holy Spirit.
但是我们刚从保罗的端章里边读到说是在我们的心里。
I accept Jesus Christ.
我接受了基督耶稣。
But how come the Holy Spirit in my heart?
那为什么圣灵是在我们心里呢？
But there's another big,biblical truth here.
但是这是一个另一个圣经上的真理。
Because we believe in Trinity God.
因为我们相信三位一体的真神。
The Father.
父神。
The Son.
圣子。
And the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
So that three in one.
是三合一体的。
So when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
所以当你接受基督耶稣是你的个人的救主时
Actually,
事实上
You accepted God the Father
你接受了圣父
And Holy Spirit
圣灵
As well
也同时接受
Because they are three in one
因为他们是三合一体的
So which means Paul, the one we just read It's Holy Spirit in us
所以我们刚读到保罗所说的圣灵在我们之中在我们的心里
If that's the case
如果这是
这是我们的情况
如果这是我们的情况的话
Then we can ask God help us to cleanse ourselves
我们可以问神来洁净我们
So I would like to throw a challenge as my closing remarks
现在呢作为
Closing. 结束。
作为结束语，我想，挑战各位。
How clear can people see Jesus Christ through you?
世人通过我们可以多么的清楚看到基督耶稣呢
？Let me read it again.
让我再说一遍。
How clear can people see Jesus Christ through you?
世人通过你可以多清楚地看到基督耶稣呢
I'm not talking you guys down or criticizing you all. No, that's not my intention.
我不是想让你们气馁或说你们做得有错。
But I do encourage you to more self-reflecting on yourselves.
但我只是鼓励你们希望你们能自我反省来认识这个问题。
May all the glories, honors to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的荣耀赞美都给予我们在天上的父神
May the encouragement and support to our sister Amy
这个我就不翻译了谢谢